Sir, well, you did a fine job this morning.
Well, I think, thank you, of course. I didn't feel like I covered it.
Oh, no, you covered it all. You can't.
Then we'll counter the process on that one, so we'll cover that. And got a First Amendment action they're considering against First Amendment right to the committee for re-election of the Senate committee, which would be filed against O'Brien. And you got a cause of action there on the basis of right to associate with political person to keep political positions have been impaired by the actions and statements of O'Brien and the DNC. And we've made that contention in our other actions, and they may pick up a separate, distinct civil action against O'Brien by the committee on this thing. That is an action. No, they don't feel they have a cause of action. By Senator Dole, who explored that, but the National Committee and Dole has not been.
Every time, you know, when you do it, that
Let's prove it yesterday. Maybe he was going too far on all that, but he said, "Ball played liar." And boy, that hit it. He made your point.
Let's just sack it to him.
All right. He did it well. It came off all too well on television because he did. He was a wrong man.
Yeah,
and he looked him on there. And he says, anybody that challenges my integrity and the integrity of the President of the United States,
he's got a fight on
his hands.
Yeah, that's right. He did it.
And he was obviously mad.
Animated. He really was. Mel made the most telling point. He was talking about getting on that tube at night, because that's what our goal is next to.
Yeah.
And all the rest of it.
And forget about all the backup, though. You don't have to make your case, make the charge, and then hand them the game.
That's right. You don't have to
really have to come in. That's why we try to be responding to the question. First, you lost to the person. I was very hopeful.
Yeah.
That's what we should.
The first time I forget the greatest public reaction I've ever heard is when you didn't answer the question. You turned it down three times and then they demonstrated arrest and you had the public review in the press man.
That's exactly
why your case.
Just exactly.
It obviously had it.
I think it had a chilling reaction.
Did Schenkel close it last night? And the highlight of the Paralympics for him was your phone call.
They were just worried.
No, he played exactly the part we thought the lead was, and that's all. So you can argue that they were justified, but I'm not sure they were. Scott is a great barometer of the public.
Yeah, that's right.
When you Scott said, close the mystery market by saying you have to replay the basketball game.
Schenkel said we should stand up for the ice and whatever the market is. Exactly what I wanted to say.
Right.
That's my point. I mean, not these territories don't want to hear that, but the country does.
What was the part that was about to replay the basketball game?
The point that we were laying the question and then that. That basketball thing still under discussion. They're now saying that it goes back to the committee in February for another review, and they could conceivably take the goals away from Russia.
Here's what they do in order to get to that. That's great.
And this gives us, for the working folks, sure, Ricky was always should be bothered with, but there is a backup to it that gives you the full review on page one coverage, the photo coverage review each day, the representative headline coverage each day. And they have to do this in order to get to that. But this is an useful for some of the
regulars. It's both my great operation. I think I don't know, we've got them all now, but out before you. We didn't have that next to you.
Sure.
Well, I have a case to
which they felt was wrong. And that if it's wrong for the Gable endorsement, it's wrong for the publisher.
does keep popping up in scripts, and we've got a wealth of stuff written up.
Well, I'm going to do for that.
That's talk about. No,
no.
Beyond that. Beyond that.
It's not
very tough. It's not that simple to describe myself. It's the kind of thing that people, when they do have a forum, when they're talking on issues and answers, or when they get a crack at me, they usually ought to talk about it. We keep working this. It does. I'm going to show water again. Most of the country will be
heard by the life.
Well, you know, we've got a bumper sticker out now, which is to vote for Nixon and your budget to pass the time. Well, but we're not doing it. The farmers are doing it. They love them. I mean, this fellow is really, he's caught on. Your butt's made it under
the law. Ah, compared with Harvard.
Oh, my God.
That's why I have said around here that why should I love the Congress and why I was around the chair. The wonderfully competent, the great men, in many cases have to be replaced by people who are competent but more exciting. But Butts is a competent man. He's not dumb.
Smart as hell.
He is also exciting.
Correct.
Absolutely. He's probably substantially more competent than Harvard. Well, it's
oh, yeah,
more
effective. Smart weapon now.
No, he's
stronger. Hart was not a strong guy. Hart was a nice guy.
Obviously, oh, guy.
But he isn't afraid of all those people who were close, was afraid of.
Well, we can start.
But we've got an honest guy, for Christ. As far as that, he's an honest man. You're not any more thinking about the commission deal than you think we ought to talk to funds and financing about it. So
obviously, we ought to know what he said this morning. He's talking about putting out the record sale. So.
He's putting it out.
Yeah,
not good enough.
Not at all. I mean, it's. I'm listening to him. I'm more convinced than ever that that's it.
Oh, he's too good. You see, the problem that I see is that the warrant group might immediately say, well, we'll take it and give us a console, a monetary console.
But there's nothing. You've got a criminal. they can't do any more than review the sufficiency of the investigation. Our people would have been close to it, have absolutely persuaded that the investigation was a good one.
Could they pursue the investigation in other ways? Could they go
beyond.
They can say, well, now we're other people involved, the people here, and I suppose their counsel can go round and around there.
Hell, they've talked to everybody here. But, I mean, if the point blind is the word comes to the operative,
we would have to give them counsel, though, I must say. I think they're going to have some staff men. I mean, men like that, Chuck, just don't say, well, please send it over to my bedroom. Make a point.
We need staff men. But then pick a staff guy out of justice or the FBI or whatever.
I don't believe that's a problem. The operative word is quite
an intriguing idea. In this case, I'm going to try to agree with these things.
Well, we've sworn up that we were never going to create another commission.
Yeah, but remember, every other one I've done, I'm not doing this. This is to be done by the Attorney General for the purpose of his thing. And I was president.
I think even Dick making that offer publicly just cuts that issue. I mean, if Spoding Warren says no, that I can't do it or I don't want to get involved in the campaign, then fine. I mean, at least we
might have to get it for a while. I just keep the common cause.
Because I don't think Gardner is responsible. And I think
Carson's not responsible for what to do.
Well, I think he might go out and
get that material.
Yeah, he'd start cutting it around.
He'd give his staff all that material.
That's right. Forward.
Well, Frank, he's not a lawyer.
He's not qualified.
And yeah, I'll put this money that way to do it.
Well, she's dignified.
Sure. I just wish there was something specific. Frank, you can give it to the American Bar. You see what I mean? Did you get it?
Oh, the American Bar, you always could. You put it before one of their standing committees, and you know the president of the American Bar this year is a guy you could trust.
That's a possibility.
That is.
After the American Bar Association and the commission at the end of the night. I think people think the American Bar Association is a captive of ours.
Not with that reserve, it's the president.
Actually, they turned it on public. One of our judges, so I agree, so I agree. Okay. We go to that bit of room. Well, I don't know, the only reason I suggest this, but I don't think that the war is losing favor. Try it. We're approaching the convention. Shouldn't announce it before getting that degree that they would do it.
proceed. Now, you have to offer, I mean, you have to ask why to do it.
Refrigerators and a lot of that.
But a man can get the entire kitchen so that you can go into it. A kitchen so that we can go in and use it ourselves. And also put a pantry where we can go in and get an empty drink and fix a drink. But for some, we can go in and make a sandwich out of the icebox if you want to. Or, you know, some people like to go in and cook scrambled eggs for themselves or something like that. We put a such an institutional kitchen. You don't need an institutional kitchen up there.
That's right. That's right. It's what they've got. They put it in old fashioned.
They can put in that. Another thing I think I will do in my bedroom is to put in the and there's plenty of room in there, like they have in the Madison Hotel, the small refrigerator. See, so that you don't have to go in the kitchen to get a Coca-Cola or if you want to get a drink or something like that. You've got this little place right there, you know, a small refrigerator.
But they make a very nice piece of furniture that has a little refrigerator in the bar and a refrigerator.
Right.
So you keep your liquor bottles and three or four glasses. And
I would sell it to you a little bar counter. I would sell it to you as sort of a cozy thing where you don't get the rest. If you're small.
Thank you.